Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Market Close Report for Friday, the 17th of March. Happy Friday to you all. Well, it was certainly a better end to what has not been a great week for markets at all. In fact, on Friday, the ASX 200 managed to lift the ASX 200 up around 29 points. That's a gain of less than 0.5%, though, to 6,994, so still closing below that 7,000 point mark. The All Ordinaries Index managed to lift in the order of 0.5% too. But having said all this, because of the second and third largest bank failures in US history just since last weekend, this has still ended up being a pretty difficult week for markets. So in 5 days, the ASX 200 has fallen by 2.1%. It's the worst week we've had in about 6 months. Six straight weeks of declines. We're pretty close to the worst levels in 10 weeks as well. The good news, though, and one of the reasons perhaps why the market improved today, though, was a US bank called First Republic, which seemed to be next perhaps to encounter some difficulties and withdrawal of funds, managed to get a bit of a rescue package of sorts from a group of US banks, which basically banded together and deposited $30 billion into the financial institution. So that seemed to settle nerves at least for a while. But for, you know, moving forward in the days and weeks ahead, how this develops, you know, which banks come up next potentially having any sort of issues could certainly rattle markets in the next few sessions. Having said all this, this is what happened today as far as sectors are concerned. We had most sectors improving, just three really lost ground. The worst performer was property, which was down 1.5%, followed by healthcare, which was down 0.7%, and industrials, which were down by about 0.33%. But there were improvements everywhere else. And some of this week's worst performers managed to bounce back. So tech up more than 1%. We also had energy lifting more than 2.3%, and improvements from the banks and the materials as well. As far as the best performers today is concerned, Liontown Resources really stood out. It rose 8.2%. This is a lithium miner. Also Paladin Energy, the uranium producer, rose by close to 7%. And the third best was Telix Pharmaceuticals, which rose by more than 5%. Also did well yesterday and essentially has moved a step closer to selling its prostate cancer drug in the United States. Now, Commonwealth Bank and the other majors also rose. CBA and NAB, two of the standouts, lifting by more than 1%. So that was another area that really helped keep our market positive. Now, as far as the losers are concerned today, Kelsian was easily the worst. It fell 8.7%. And this is a transport company that basically came out of a trading halt it's been in for a couple of days, raised over $200 million from investors. And it's going to use that money to help buy a US-based fleet of buses, essentially. And its shares fell 8.6% because the money it raised was at a discounted price. Evolution Mining was down 5.1%. Gold Road Resources down 3.5%. So an underwhelming day for gold stocks today. Something that's important as a takeaway here, though, is that the six best performers this week were all miners of the precious metal. So gains of between 10 and 20% in some cases this week from gold miners. The standout was Ramelius Resources, which was up around 20. Today as well, Mervac and in that property sector was one of the harder hit stocks, down in the order of 2.7%. Now, as far as currencies go, we had improvements really across the board. The Aussie buys 67 US cents at the moment, but it's stronger against the Kiwi, the Yen, the Sterling, and also the Euro. And looking forward to tonight, one of the key things to watch will be an update on European inflation. On that note, everyone, have a great evening, awesome weekend, and we'll do this again next week.